and they start running. They turn and they run. And all the army of God who's been watching, now they have faith and courage. Because you see, brothers, you don't get faith and courage from talking and yelling and screaming and talking and yelling and screaming and talking and yelling and screaming. You get courage when somebody finally walks out on faith and kills the giant. And when that was done, they rush into the valley behind this 15-year-old boy. They go running up the other side, and they start catching Philistines, and they're slaying them hip and thigh. They are laying waste to them. They're killing the army that defied God, and they're doing it because of the faith of the 15-year-old. Now, there are a lot of people in this room that are over 15 years old. Do y'all have a pass? How'd you get in here? We're talking to these kids, and I hope that you don't get offended by this. There is one place where I gave this message, or at least part of this message, to a group of teenagers, and the adults were so angry with me that I have been banned from speaking in that county in any Church of Christ. Because they said, you told those kids not to listen to us. And that's a sin. My response is, when you tell those kids godly things and they don't listen to you, it is a sin. You are right. But when you tell those kids to sit there and be spiritually dead like you are, somebody needs to tell them to quit listening to you. Because I don't know who it will be, my brothers and sisters, but somewhere along the line, God surely has to raise up a David. A David is the kind of person who, through great faith, will say, I know that God will win because God has won before. Rather than thinking about all the things that have gone wrong and all the battle scars we have, we need to be thinking about all the things that God has done right and how many lions and bears we have slain. And with that faith, we need to attack these giants because they're not hard to identify. They are everywhere. And if we just go out there, but even if they're bigger, better armed, better equipped, better supported, they don't have God. And if we walk out there and begin to slay giants, the army of God will once again reign supreme. We will turn the world upside down for God. It is time somebody showed us that there is a God in Israel. And that he is alive, right? I spent my life looking for a David. Oh, I love Jesus. Don't misunderstand. I'm not a follower of men. I love Jesus. He is my Lord. I give my total allegiance to him. But I would follow a David that quick if I could find one to follow. Somebody who has finally quit theorizing and finally quit talking and finally started doing what is supposed to be done. They would go out and begin to convict people of sin and call them to penitence. They would go out and begin to show the power of God, and they would take on these gigantic things that Satan has put around us that has totally immobilized us because of our tremendous fear of him. If and when that happens, watch out, devil.